Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This is our first broadcast of the new year, 2012. And I very well know that we're in the last of the last days. Jesus is coming very soon. Last week I had my family, Brenda and her daughter and sons. And we were talking about the supernatural things that are happening because, and have happened to them, they could give you firsthand experience. Because we're living in the last days, and he said, your young men, meaning young people, they're going to see visions. They're going to dream dreams. People are going to dream dreams. The spirit of prophecy is going to come upon you. These are the last days, and somehow, we're out here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. The Lord told me to found this place because he said, you're going to have a group of people that are like Reese Howell's prayers were before World War II battles. They would know them. They would pray them out. I want you to have a place of prayer. I want you to have private prayer, personal prayer, and a place for personal prayer. And then I want you to have corporate prayer. And in that corporate prayer, I want you to pray in the plans of God and stop the strategies of the enemy. Now we're here right at the very last, and God's plans and purposes have to be prayed in. Sometime before this week, we're going to get into Psalm 73. If you might want to get a Bible psalm book handy. But what we're going to talk about right now is my favorite part of the New Testament. Of the Gospels. My favorite part of the whole New Testament is the book of Ephesians. But in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus was offering the Jews a kingdom. They did not receive that kingdom. And so at the end of the book of John, he begins to give new covenant realities. When he gathers his disciples, he sends Judas away. He's just had the sop with him, and he's told him to go out. And when Judas left, then he began to talk to his disciples. And here we hear new covenant realities. These are some of my favorite books of the Bible, verses. So in John 13, Hannah, read there what Jesus said to the disciples about the new commandment.
A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another.
So he gave a new kind of love. Now they knew in the Old Testament it tells them to love one another, but now he adds a phrase, as I have loved you. That means that he laid down his life for us, and we are to lay down our lives for each other, and we are to be known by our love. So Satan's always fought the church, and he always tries to get us into splits and divisions and fusses and fights, because God has said, Jesus has said, I want you to be known by your love. Well, they were sad, because Jesus started to tell them that he's going away. Now, read down there in chapter 14, Hannah. This is all one discourse. The end of 13, 14, 15, 16, and then comes his prayer in John 17. So read those first verses there.
In chapter 14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Go ahead.
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Go ahead.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Now here, he is telling them, I am going to the Father. And in my Father's house are many mansions. Where is the Father? Well, of course, he's omnipresent. But our Father, which art where?
In heaven.
The throne of thrones, God's throne, is in the heaven of heavens. There are atmospheric heavens around us. There's the space heavens. But there is a place, a geographical, you might say, place called the heaven of heavens, and there God's throne is. No one is going to that place. That's called unto the Father. No man is going unto the Father except by him. He is the way to the Father. Now, when you go into the millennial age, and there are those sheep nation people that have gotten there into the millennium because they treated Israel right during the tribulation time, they're not going to the Father. They're here on earth. Longevity will be restored to them in earthly bodies. Those people who look up and see the Messiah coming on his white horse, they're not going to the Father. They're going to have a rule upon the earth. They're going to have a capital, Jerusalem, D.C., upon the earth. But the church of the living God, the new creations, are going to the Father. I'm talking about in the millennial age. So Jesus said to them, I am going to the Father, and I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Well, they're sad. He's going away. He says, it's better for you to go that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Comforter cannot come. The Paraclete, one called alongside to help, the Holy Ghost. Now, Hannah, in my Bible, throughout the book of John, from there on, actually through the whole Bible, but it really gets orange from here on. I mark in orange every scripture that has to do with the Holy Ghost. Now, of course, you're going to go right on through the book of John. You're going to go to the book of Acts. And in the book of Acts, my, how the Holy Ghost helped that early church. I want you to start reading now in John. Now, get the picture. They've just had this Passover supper. Judas has gone out. He's told them he's leaving. They're all sad. He's going to the Father. He said, you should be glad that I'm going to the Father. And if I don't go to the Father, the Holy Ghost cannot come. The Comforter cannot come. Well, they don't really know what he's talking about. So he explains then the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hannah, read the orange parts. I marked in the orange what Jesus told them that the Holy Spirit would be doing during the dispensation when we live. There's ages and dispensations. We're in the dispensation of the body of Christ where the Holy Ghost is upon us and moving in us. Okay, would you please read that, Brenda? I mean, Hannah. These are the orange verses, the Holy Ghost verses. And tell us, which verse it is when you're reading it, Hannah. John 14, whatever.
15, John 15, 16.
No, you start at John 14.
Okay. All right. No, yeah. John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Let's analyze that. He's named the what?
Comforter.
Yes, but he's also named the
Spirit of truth.
The Spirit of truth. That hit me the other day. Mm-hmm. Exaggeration, anything that's not truth, mm-hmm. can't be anointed by the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Just he's the Spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. Now he's the Spirit of truth. The word paraclete means one called alongside to help. So he's our helper. He's our counselor. He's our comforter. He's our advocate, our lawyer. He's our standby. He's everything. It's just come to us lately out here at Prayer Mountain. Everything we do has got to be by the Holy Ghost. He has got to. Now, what does it say down there, Hannah? He has been with you and what?
The last one, it says, I will not leave you comfortless.
No, but just before that.
He dwelleth with you and he shall be in you.
He dwelleth with you. See, when Jesus was walking with them, mm-hmm. he was with them. But he shall be where?
In you.
In you. He dwelleth with you, but he shall be in you. I'm telling you, folks, the Lord is making us to know at Prayer Mountain that we need to surrender our whole bodies, our spirits, our souls, and our bodies to the Holy Ghost for him to operate in us in this last hour. Now go to the next orange one.
This is John 14, verse 26, says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Wow. When the Holy Ghost comes, he's going to live inside you, and he's going to do what?
teach you.
He's the teacher. Whenever somebody's up preaching, teaching, and if the Holy Ghost is on them, then while they're teaching and preaching, something's going on inside you, inside me. Does it you? I mean, I'm looking around this table. I want you all to answer me. Does it happen that, let's say, Brandon goes to John Lindell, is his pastor up in Springfield, James River Church, and then I go down to Keith Moore's church. But when John Lindell's preaching, Brandon, what happens to you?
He'll just say something, and it will really minister to me. It'll make me have even a closer relationship with God.
It gives you a revelation, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, who is the one doing that to you?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Where? On the
inside
of you.
It's inside of me.
Yeah. Now, if you just come to church and sit on the bench and look at your clock and you can't wait till church is over, this is not going to happen for you. But I'm telling you, if you're after the things of God and you're hungry for the things of God, and I wouldn't go to a church that the preacher didn't preach truth, because he's the Spirit of truth. So I want to hear the truth when I go. And then he is going to do what, Hannah? He's going to teach you, and he's going to do what?
Bring all things to your remembrance.
Bring all things to your remembrance. Okay. Let's say, how does that work, Hannah? How do you think that works?
When he brings all things to your remembrance? Mm-hmm. Just like he brings something back up, like that he, like sometimes with me, like if he told me something and I kind of not have forgotten it, but I just go throughout my week, or even, I don't know, it could be a long amount of time, a month or a year, and then the Holy Ghost will just trigger that back and I remember. Like even people who've gone on, like sometimes, like with Lucy McKeith, something that I heard from her and she said it, but it really didn't trigger to me, and then I get it the year after, and I was like, that's what she meant by that, or that's what Mama Jenkins meant when she said that.
Yes, right. Now, here's the thing. He said that he would cause you to remember what he said. Mm-hmm. He speaks through people. Mm-hmm. He teaches through teachers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's something in his word that's written down there.
Yeah.
And he'll bring that word back up to you. You'll remember that scripture. You forgot that scripture. You didn't forget that scripture. It's there in your mind somewhere. But somehow, the scripture, right at the time you need it, blah, 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 up it comes. We're going to be talking tomorrow more about the Holy Ghost and how he operates in Hannah and Brendan and me and you. Now, you can contact us at billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And remember, you can listen to all of our archived radio programs. Last week, we really had this young family here sharing, because it's the last days and because Jesus said it would happen, we had them sharing about visions and dreams that they're having because God is giving to them, and it is the last days. And so this is Billy Brim and family saying to you today, shalom, shalom, and please be back with us tomorrow, because we're going to start talking again about how the Holy Ghost operates in us.